I was asked about a situation where a house alarm went off on Shabbos. And the question is, if a house alarm goes off on Shabbos, are you allowed to turn the alarm off? Are you allowed to answer the phone from the alarm company? Are you allowed to answer it, the phone b'shino, in an unusual manner? Can you turn off the alarm in an unusual manner? So the question is, does shvus to shvus apply to a Jew? We know that the concept of shvus to shvus b'makom tzorech, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom hefseid applies to a non-Jew. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Zayin Seif Hei states that davar she'eino malacha v'eino aser lasos b'shavos ela b'shum shvus, something that is only rabbinically forbidden, mutter l'Yisrael lomar l'eino yehudi lasos b'shavos, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do on Shabbos, v'hu she'yeh sham miksas choli, o yeh tzorech l'davar tzorech harbeh, provided that there's some small sickness involved, or there's a great need, or there's a mitzvah. The example the Shulchan Aruch gives is for a Jew to tell a non-Jew to climb up a tree on Shabbos to bring a shofar to blow the shofar for a mitzvah. So in that instance, telling a non-Jew to do a malacha would be one shvus, a rabbinic prohibition of amir l'nachri, but the only underlying iser, the only underlying prohibition is rabbinic in nature, climbing a tree, so that would be permitted l'tzarech mitzvah for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch actually brings down two opinions. Some say it's permitted to do this, and some say it's forbidden, but the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Katan Chav Gimel states that we hold that, or that's in the Levush and Elio Rabbah, that the halacha is like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's permitted. Shvus to shvus, when it comes to a non-Jew, letzarech mitzvah, letzarech harbeh, or miksas choli, would be permitted. There's a debate amongst the Achronim whether we apply this to a Jew, b'bakol mitzvah. The Prima Gadim, for example, in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Katan Zayin, states, ha de shvus bidrabaram b'makol mitzvah hitiru, that which we allow a shvus bidrabadad in a case of a mitzvah, that is permitted to tell a non-Jew to do this. Aval Yisrael shvus to shvus hechad degazru yeshlamar deasru afil b'makom mitzvah. When it comes to a Jew and dealing with a shvus to shvus, so then we say it's forbidden even b'makom mitzvah. If Shlomo Kluger disagrees in Ha'alef Lecha Shlomo, in Orachayim Siman Kuf Mem Vav, and he thinks that Shvus to Shvus B'makom Mitzvah is permitted with a Jew. There is a case when it comes to Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Vav Seif Tes, which describes a case where you have a pipe and there's dirt or grass, or it's closing up the pipe, and it doesn't allow the water to flow through the pipe, so the water that is going to be dripping on the roof. So it's going to cause major damage to your house if you don't fix the pipe. So the Shulchan Aruch allows you to fix it biraglo, with your leg, is fix the pipes, so have to get the dirt out in an unusual manner, bitzina in private. Why? And since you're fixing it in an unusual manner, that you're only doing it with your feet, so then it knocks it down to a rabbinic prohibition, and in the case of financial loss, potential financial loss, the rabbis did not make a decree. So it would seem that from the Shulchan Aruch, even just a regular one drabbanan might be permitted b'makom hefsed in cases of financial loss. So I asked Rabbi Willig regarding this case where there's actually a double rabbinic, it's a shvus to shvus, you'd be turning off the alarm in an unusual manner. So he felt that having the cops not come, because you never know, if they come here, there might be a robbery elsewhere, there could be other issues. He said that could be categorized as a hefsed, as a potential loss. They might be covered up Rios issues. So he felt, certainly, in this case with the house alarm, a shvus to shvus, by turning off the alarm in an unusual manner, to the back of your hand, however you do that with your knuckle, he thought that would be permitted on Shabbos. And presumably this would also apply, I guess, if the station would then call you to answer the phone in an unusual manner to tell them that the cops don't have to come. So that, again, that would seem to be permitted in a situation where your house alarm went off on Shabbos.